Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Very excited about our 13th anniversary with Jim Donovan. Jim, happy anniversary, baby. Thanks for being here.
Oh, the last 13 years. I love that song.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys, you being a great member of our Brain Trust. And 13 years, folks, that makes Jim a founding original member of our Brain Trust, which, as you know, is you know, Jim, that group has grown to now almost 2,000 experts.
No kidding.
Yeah, you were
2,000?
One of the first. You were one of the first. Now our Brain Trust now is probably close to a couple of thousand folks, and it's the largest community of small business experts in the galaxy.
Galaxy. Right?
Yeah, not just the planet. No,
we world, galaxy.
We
sure about the galaxy.
We transcend the Earth. Yeah, we're out there in the galaxy.
I know you're out there.
So I'm not ready to say universe. Yeah, I'm not ready to say universe, but definitely galaxy. Hey, Jim. Give us the title of your new book again.
The new book is 52 Ways to a Happier Life. It's very simple, 52 chapters and 130 pages. So you do the math; it's a couple of pages per chapter.
Yep.
You can see it at 52waysbook.com.
All right.
Or at my website, of course. As a matter of fact, it was published by my friends over at Tremendous Life Books. Charlie Jones' daughter, Tracy, is running the company since Charlie passed. He was another one that was big on reading. He's the one that said that you'll be the person you are today in 5 years, with the exception of two things, the people you associate with and the books you read.
Mm-hmm.
And all these very successful people that have, over the years, have been the teachers of success, generations, have all been very big on promoting reading, and I'm beginning to understand that. I started before the break. Rowan said that, he said, did you ever notice that million-dollar houses all have a library in them?
Hmm.
Why do you suppose they have a library? Because those people are reading. They need a place to put their books.
Right.
And he said the good things are on the top shelf, and the way you get to them is you stand on the books that you've read.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get the knowledge. That's where you get the learning.
Interesting.
And that's the one thing that I think small business people are really missing out as a group. That the majority of them are not reading personal development. That's where it starts.
Well, here's one of the things I think a lot of people do, and I'm gonna fuss a little bit right here.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna show my bias a little bit. A lot of people who read, especially small business owners, read fiction.
Okay.
Now I personally read no fiction.
Yeah, I don't either.
I only read nonfiction. I don't really want to know about what I appreciate fiction, but I actually prefer to read ideas. I prefer to read what other people have said, what they think, and about ideas that are real, not just something imaginary. Not that you can't learn from fiction, but some of this fiction is entertaining these days, but it's not necessarily developing you personally. And I think what I'd recommend, like to recommend, Jim, is that if you're a small business owner and you're reading, you're saying, "Oh, wait, Jim, I'm reading," but look at what you're reading. If you're reading all fiction, maybe you ought to mix it up a little bit. What do you think, Jim?
Well, that's exactly it. Like I said, my wife is now reading 52 Ways to a Happier Life a little bit, one chapter a day. That's two pages. And she's also reading Water for the Elephants, or whatever that new movie that just came out. So she reads a lot of fiction. She reads murder mysteries as a group of Michael Connelly's books.
I have no, I don't care about this at all.
No, I didn't know who he was. I was at the book show. I stood in line 45 minutes. I said, until last night, I never heard your name before. The guy's got 500 people standing in line for his book, right?
So, three.
I'm not saying not to read fiction. By all means, read fiction if it makes you happy. But mix in a little bit of nonfiction, especially, anybody today in business, I'd suggest go out and get Gary Vee's stuff, Gary Vaynerchuk, amazing guy, crush it. His new book, The U Economy, he's really nailed what's going on in customer service.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, your books, mine, there's a ton of good information being shared by people. And Jack Canfield said something very important. He said that creativity comes from connecting two ideas that were never connected before.
Hmm.
And the way you get to those ideas is by reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you get one idea from this book and one idea from that book, and you put those two things together, you've got something new.
Well, you know, that's the way I think about what we do, what you and I do here on the show, Jim, the articles that I write, that you write, the books that we've written.
Yeah.
When I don't think of any of this as somebody hanging on every word and everything that we do or say changes their life. All I'm hoping is that somewhere, sometime during the day, sometime during the week, maybe even once a year, somebody will hear something we say, read something we've written, and it will create another idea. It'll launch a neuron somewhere that was a missing piece of the puzzle. And maybe it wasn't even what I said or what I wrote. It reminded them of something. If that's
sure,
what
exactly.
It takes, if that's all that happens, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, and I may read your book, and I get an idea, and it's kind of sitting back there and mulling around in my mind somewhere in the cobwebs. And then maybe I read something Mark Allen wrote later that month or year, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an idea, and all of a sudden those two ideas collide. And into my mind comes, pop, this brand new idea.
Yeah. Another thing you get from nonfiction authors is you get reality. And you'll often get their mistakes. The fact that they made a mistake. You know, I mean, I like reading authors who are willing to tell me, I messed that up, and here's what I learned from it. What do you think?
For years I've been threatening to write a book called Mistakes I've Made So You Don't Have To.
Yeah, right.
Because I have made enough mistakes to write several books on that one.
Well, I talk about that on the show. I tell my audience, okay, guys, pay attention to this. Because I messed this up, and I'm still making payments on that mistake.
Yeah. Those
take this. Don't do this. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Jim Donovan is our guest. We're celebrating his 13th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.